Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 410, 70 degrees here on this Wednesday, hump day, October 1st, first day of October, 2025. We've survived the government shutdown now for what? 16 hours or so? We got this. And we're going to go through the historical back stories on some shutdowns that the government has had and that we've lived through before, more than some of you think. I saw while perusing our local periodicals today, there was a half-page ad taken out by PP&L. And when you see a half-page ad by PP&L, it's usually not good news. So I decided to look into it a little bit, read into it, and then I posted a copy of it for you guys. So those of you that do not get the local papers also get the notice. But the gist of it is PP&L is seeking nearly a 7% rate increase on electric bills. Yep. PP&L is seeking a nearly 7% rate increase on electric bills. I do have the notice posted on my Facebook, so you could check it out there. As well as most of the stuff we talked about in the first hour of the show was posted on my Facebook page. So you can see it there. And you'll get the facts and the details and the nuts and bolts to where you could read into it and do your own research. Like I say, you always should do. There was also another story that ran in a couple of papers, but it's from the Associated Press. So it ran nationally to where the Trump administration uses official government channels to blame Democrats for shutdown. The messaging raises questions about possible Hatch Act violations, which limit partisan activities by federal employees. So they're trying to say that with the first U.S. government shutdown in almost 7 years, the Trump administration is using official government communications to blame Democrats and promote the president's policies. Well, yeah, I think we saw a lot of that on both sides. Like every politician does, by the way. At least one agency has posted a public warning blaming the massive pain of any shutdown on the radical left, provoking questions of potential violations of the Hatch Act, which restricts partisan political activity by the U.S. federal employees. Now, there's federal employees, but that's interesting because yesterday I was contacted by a listener who said that they were on the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania's COMPAS system. It's the state's one of the state social services systems. It has to do with SNAP programs, EBT cards, and some services that you get for food assistance and for assistance, you know, personal assistance as far as the state government goes. It's called the COMPAS website. And they said that when they were trying to help a family member navigate the website because they were older and really wasn't good with computers, navigate the system, a notice popped up. And they said, why is the Shapiro administration, and I don't think it's him specifically, but it's obviously his administration, why are they sending out partisan messaging to cause division and instead of just running their website. And, you know, they sent me exactly what was the notice said. And then I said, can you get me a snapshot of a picture of the website itself? So I can make sure everything's legit, check out on it. And I did my own research and did find out it was, in fact, true. And I appreciate the listener for reaching out with their concerns. I have since been in contact with members of both the Senate and House in Pennsylvania and some other entities in Harrisburg about how is this messaging even happening? It obviously had to come from somewhere to word it like that. So the Pennsylvania Governor's Administration is using state resources to scare the Commonwealth's most vulnerable people via its Compass website. And it goes a lot to what I was just talking about, this Associated Press story. The Trump administration uses official government channels to blame Democrats for shutdown. So that's what the Associated Press is running nationally against the Trump administration. Well, here's a notice that pops up when you're on the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania's Compass system to deal with SNAP, any other benefits, and EBT and stuff like that. Upcoming changes. Important update. In July of 2020, this is verbatim, word for word, what it says. Important update, all in capitals. In July 2025, Republicans in Congress passed a bill that will change programs run by the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services, DHS. President Trump signed the bill into law. The law makes changes to Medicaid, medical assistance, and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP. For some SNAP recipients, these changes will begin September 1st, 2025. The Pennsylvania Department of Health, DHS, is waiting for information on how states must implement these changes. Your benefits have not changed at this time and will not change without notice from DHS. You will have the opportunity to update your case information. Be on the lookout for more information from DHS. Keep your address and other contact information up to date with DHS and U.S. Postal Service. We will help you prepare for these changes as they come. Congress can only pass laws. That's the end of what they said. So Congress can only pass laws as a body. No Republican Congress passes a law. So a Republican Congress did not pass a law. They may have supported a law and won the vote, but Congress as a whole passed the law. And yes, the president signed it. And even in this own important update notice of changes, they don't know how it's going to affect anything. So here they are sending out a notice that pops up on an official Pennsylvania government website for our most vulnerable people looking for assistance. And it says, Republicans in Congress passed this bill that will change your benefits. We don't know what those changes are, but President Trump signed it into law, and we're going to keep you updated as we find out what these changes are. It's simply a scare tactic. It's simply using government channels to push a partisan narrative. Blame the Republicans, blame Donald Trump for these changes that we don't yet know what they are exactly. And this is coming directly from the Compass, Pennsylvania website, which has a dashboard, my benefits, notices, changes, check EBT, retrieve 1095Bs, submit LIHEAP preseason. So it does a lot for you, the My Compass system, as far as requesting benefits. These are our Commonwealth's most vulnerable. And they're scaring them with partisan nonsense. Rather than just saying, keep your information up to date because there may be changes, we're not sure, but it's good to have proper information so we can notify you of these changes. Nope. So they're doing the same thing on a state level that the Associated Press, which is also being run by the Times Tribune, it's also being run by the Citizen's Voice, because they pull from the Associated Press all the time, that the Trump administration uses official government channels to blame Democrats for a shutdown. Now, I posted this on my Facebook, as well as a picture of the Compass website where this notice pops up, so you could read the notice for yourself. Because when I originally sent a copy of the notice, not the picture of the screenshot of this computer screen, I had elected officials in Harrisburg going, this can't be true. And I was like, I checked it. It's true. I actually have a picture of the screen. And they said, can you send us that? And I did. At which point, it's in their hands now to handle it, whatever channels they choose to. And I posted it for you, the listeners, to look and see what's going on as well. So while the governor is, what, almost 4 months or 4 months behind on a budget, he's instructed whatever his administration, whoever it is, health services, that runs the Compass website to say, hey, make sure you place the blame as much as you can. And they don't even know what the changes are, so they don't even know what they're blaming. The Republicans in Congress changed this law. We're not sure how it's going to affect anyone yet, but as soon as we find out, you'll find out. That's what they're saying. And this is how you get people as guests on radio shows or on radio shows or hosts or on TV or politicians to say, oh, they're cutting benefits. We're not really sure exactly what, but we trust us, it's cutting. But I found it funny that I just got this yesterday and did the research on it, and I just posted it 5 hours ago on my social media. But then one of the stories going national today, national politics, that's what it's under, that the Times Tribune ran and the Citizen's Voice ran, was the Trump administration uses official government channels to blame Democrats for shutdown. Well, okay, well, the governor of Pennsylvania, possibly one of the next candidates for president, if you don't pay attention to the polling, because he's polling pretty low, is doing the same exact thing here in Pennsylvania. So either we're going to play by the same rules or we're not going to play by the same rules. There's a precedent set. There's not a precedent set. So come on. How many times was the last administration accused of Hatch Act violations by things that happened at the podium of the White House? But now it's a problem because we just don't like who's in office. And no, the Republicans in Congress cannot pass a bill. The Congress passes a bill. Republicans have the majority. That's just a statement of fact. So the Compass website from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is not even telling you the truth. It's impossible for Republicans alone to pass a bill. Just simply is. Oh, it is coming up on 4:22 here. Let me tell you about my friends at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. And I got to tell you, I met them a few weeks ago, the amazing team at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning, to get this brand new Mitsubishi electric heat pump system installed. I had three criteria for a company to do this. I wanted a local company here in Northeast Pennsylvania. I wanted a family-run business. And I wanted one who used top-of-the-line equipment. And they checked the boxes on all three. That Mitsubishi electric heat pump system does more and more. Matter of fact, just the other day I was going through a pretty extensive manual, and I found out one of the things I didn't think the unit did is I can hook up to it remotely. I can hook it up to my Wi-Fi system and actually turn my system on when I'm not even there. So if I'm on my way home and want the house cool or heat, you know, just pop it on my app and get it done. Again, a bonus because I didn't think it did that. They are Mitsubishi Diamond Elite Contractors, also trained premier comfort specialists if that's the route you want to go. They're 24/7 service, 365 days a year, cool club maintenance plans, water heaters same day if you have an emergency. That family value, Jim, Rob, Taylor, Lauren, their name's on everything, and they treat you like part of the family because their name is on everything, literally. It's not a big corporation. It's not a subcontractor. It is Monk Heating and Air Conditioning, and when they deal with you, you're dealing with them. The Mitsubishi electric heat pump system, these ductless systems, they call it, the split airs, whatever you want to call it. This time, I have two units inside, the main unit outside, the flashing they used outside to cover up all the wires and tubes and drain hoses. You don't even know it's there. A matter of fact, my son was walking his dog around my house, and when I said, did you see the unit outside? He goes, no, I didn't see it. And I went back. He goes, I walked by it three times, didn't even know it was there. So check them out at monkhvac.com. That's monkhvac.com, and see what they can do for your heating and air conditioning.
Go ahead. Are you going to say something,
EJ, Rob? Yes. EJ can now do traffic because his mommy had to bring in his phone that he left at home, and he couldn't get any of his apps for traffic on his phone. Well, you can get them on the computer, but, you know, he goes from studio to studio, so he likes to keep the most updated information. And Courtney, one of the wonderful people who work here, brought his phone back because his mommy dropped it off and happened to tell me in front of him That his mommy did. Thing is, was he was stuck at the railroad crossing with a train coming by.
He was.
And he got panicked because he couldn't call here to say he might be late because he didn't have his phone. But thankfully, his mom did. And you know what? She wouldn't pick up the phone at first because he was calling here from an unknown number that just said Pittston. So I was about to go over the air and say, will EJ's mommy please answer the phone?
Yeah.
We didn't have to go that far. And he has his phone now. And he was on with her on speakerphone walking through the hall. And I was able to thank her as well because now EJ's here to give us the updated traffic.
And you know what? The whole point of the having the phone was needing to see the traffic, and the cameras are off anyway. So way to go, people who run the cameras. Anyway, look, 81 northbound is still completely and objectively terrible. I wouldn't use it. Anywhere from like Pittston, DuPont area, all the way up through almost Dunmore, you're going to be pumping the brakes a tad bit. Southbound still seems to be a little bit slow as well. And the 115 overpass near the arena and all that other stuff, that's all slow. If you see a traffic problem, call the Jam Line, 570-883-7269. I'm EJ Samuel, who's 22 years old and, yes, still lives with his mom in the WILK Traffic Center with this Penn Teledata Internet Traffic Update.
Hey, EJ, be thankful you have a mom that's willing to go out and do that for you when you're at your job working, forgetting your phone at home.
Heck yeah.
There you go. Here's the Storm Tracker 16 forecast from Chief Meteorologist Kurt Aaron. Tonight, clear and cold, a low of 40. Thursday, mostly sunny, high of 68. Friday, sunny with a few clouds, high 75. Saturday, mostly sunny, but getting warmer again, high of 80. And Sunday, mostly sunny, warm, and high 80. See, this is what I'm talking about. That Mitsubishi electric heat pump system from Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. I'm probably going to have the heat on tomorrow morning, and I'm probably going to have the air conditioning on this weekend. Can't beat that. It is currently 70 degrees here at 425 at your official weather station, WILK. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Well, part of a high-rise apartment building in the Bronx, New York City, collapsed this morning. There was an explosion and a collapse with no injuries reported. This is a 30-story building. It's a part of the housing project, the New York City Housing Authority, the Mitchell Houses in the Bronx. And what it was is these were coal-fired boilers years ago that converted to gas. Natural gas, and they had an incinerator shaft that ran the entire length of the building up to the roof, like most chimneys do. That's basically what it is a big chimney. And there was some kind of malfunction with the gas system. And again, these used to be coal. My elementary school in Astoria, Queens, PS2, I remember the bins of spent coal, the coal ash outside, because my school was heated with coal, and then it was later converted to natural gas, which a lot of the buildings, a lot of older school buildings and office buildings and housing authority buildings were. So there was some sort of malfunction with the gas, which caused it to build up throughout the chimney, and an explosion that not only exploded but caused the entire chimney apparatus to collapse. And that happened first thing this morning. And I posted about the alert, the happening now, on my Facebook page, and in the comments I posted a picture that was from the FDNY, who was up in one of the NYPD helicopters, because the FDNY, I don't believe, has a helicopter. They never did, but they, I've been out of the game so long, they might now, but I don't think they do. Showing that the entire incinerator shaft, the entire chimney, collapsed and was ripped off the building. Amazing that no one was hurt. Amazing that it really did not penetrate into the living spaces itself. It stayed mostly in the chimney and blew out instead of into the building. But great response by our first responders in New York, even the Housing Authority Police Department, which is under the NYPD now, and the FDNY, as far as building inspectors and everyone else as well. But just amazing that after they sifted through the rubble and looked through everything, that there was no injuries reported. So just an incredible response there. But could have been... could have been very, very a very bad situation if this was bigger or gas escaped into the building more. Thankfully, it remained just in the chimney. I'm sure that they'll do some structural, since there was an explosion, structural looks at the building. But at this time, the fact that there were no injuries reported is just a miracle. It is 4:31 here at WILK. It's time for our friend Paul Michael with the news. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's the point of the show where...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Honor our heroes in law enforcement on this day who made the ultimate sacrifice October 1st throughout history. Today we have four. Sergeant Anthony Joseph Gorman, Sugar Creek Borough Police Department in Pennsylvania in 2014, died as a result of complications due to a gunshot wound sustained earlier while investigating a suspicious vehicle in a church parking lot at Keeley Road shortly after midnight. Unbeknownst to the Sergeant Gorman, the subject was responsible for several armed robberies in the area and had committed one shortly before the shooting. As Sergeant Gorman approached the vehicle, he was shot by the subject just below the vest, striking him in the abdomen. He was able to return fire at the subject but did not strike him. Subject fled the scene of the shooting to a wooded area to his home, where he was arrested by authorities several hours later. We have Police Officer James J. Brown, Philadelphia Police Department in Pennsylvania, 1963. Officer James Brown succumbed to a gunshot wound sustained 5 weeks earlier while attempting to break up a fight outside a bar in Longport, Summer Point Boulevard in Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey. He and his brother, who were also a Philadelphia police officer, were off duty and visiting the bar when the fight broke out between a patron and a bartender. As Officer Brown and his brother attempted to break up the fight, the patron pulled out a handgun and opened fire, striking Officer Brown in the neck. The man was arrested by local authorities following the shooting and charged with murder and Officer Brown's death. Evidence of numerous burglaries were located inside his vehicle. And in 1965, he was convicted of burglaries and sentenced to 7.5 years in prison. Again, this happened in 1963. Assistant Chief of Police Charles Malik, Uniontown Police Department in Pennsylvania in 1949. He died as a result of injuries sustained 9 months earlier when he was struck by a prisoner inside of the Uniontown Police Station. The subject had been arrested by other officers a short time earlier for assaulting a man and a police officer at a local VFW hall. Chief Malik's son, who was also a police officer, was also assaulted by the subject while he was investigating the original assault. As assistant chief, he was booking the man at the police station. The man suddenly punched him in the chest without provocation. The injury caused him to suffer a heart attack and respiratory problems, and his health deteriorated until he passed away on this day. And Detective Albert Theodore Lorch, Allegheny County Police Department in 1943, was shot and killed while attempting to apprehend a burglary suspect on Rutthaven Street in Pittsburgh. He was accompanying two Schaefer Township police officers in searching for the subject when they located him, the McGann man struggling with the detective. The man disarmed him and then shot him several times, killing him. The 35-year-old suspect had recently been released from prison after serving 12 years for armed robbery. 10 days later, he was shot and killed by detectives in Pittsburgh. And those are our four from here in our Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Also, just before the show today, we got the news that Jane Goodall, the primatologist that did such tremendous work across the nation, across the world, in bringing us into the backyards of our great apes. She passed away today at the age of 91. So Jane Goodall, the age of 91. And it was, looking at the comments, because I posted a picture of Jane Goodall with one of her friends, a chimpanzee, that she was involved with for most of her life. And a friend of mine said that they were able to meet her while they were stationed in Europe. So that must have been a great honor. But again, another someone I know I grew up watching on TV with her specials and on guests on some talk shows like Johnny Carson and such. But just a tremendous loss for us. At the age of 91, though, that's a great life. It is 4:41 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. It is 4:45, 70 degrees. It's time for Today in History, because how do we know where we're going unless we remember where we've been? So what do we have on this day, October 1st? 1890, Yosemite National Park was established by Congress. 1890. 1908, the first production Ford Model T was completed. 1908. That first Ford Model T. 1910, bombing of the Los Angeles Times building that killed 21 people on this day in 1910. 1958, NASA officially begins operations. 1961, Roger Maris hits 61st home run, breaking Babe Ruth's record on this day, Roger Maris, 1961. 1962, speaking of Johnny Carson, he debuted on the host of The Tonight Show on this day in 1962. 1964, free speech movement begins at the University of California, Berkeley. 1971, Walt Disney World opens in Orlando, Florida. My grandson's running around there right now. 2017, Las Vegas mass shooting becomes the deadliest in modern U.S. history. It was during that concert. Some famous birthdays today. Jimmy Carter, 1924, 39th President of the United States. Walter Matthau, actor from The Odd Couple, Grumpier Old Men, a whole bunch, 1920. Julie Andrews, 1935, actress and singer. Mary Poppins, The Sound of Music. And Zach Galifianakis, 1969, comedian and actor from The Hangover. That's some famous birthdays today, and we do know that Jane Goodall, famous primatologist, has died at the age of 91 on this day. Some other history, since we are in the midst of a government shutdown. Here's some history of the past 20 government shutdowns, and they go all the way back to 1976 under Gerald Ford. Lasted 10 days. In September 30th of 1976, the funding dispute over the HEW spending, H-E-W. A year later, under Jimmy Carter, in September 30th again, the dispute over abortion funding, 12 days the shutdown lasted for in 1977. October 31st, 1977, under Jimmy Carter, there was a shutdown for 8 days. A month later, November 30th of 1977, there was another 8-day shutdown under Jimmy Carter. A year later, September 30th of 1978, there was an 18-day shutdown under Jimmy Carter. multiple domestic spending disagreements were the cause of that 18-day. That is the third longest in the past 20 government shutdowns. In September 30th, 1979, there was an 11-day shutdown under Jimmy Carter. Hue and educational disputes. 1981, November, there was a two-day shutdown under Ronald Reagan, budget cut disagreements. A year later, September 30th, 1982, there was a one-day government shutdown under Ronald Reagan, disagreement over spending cuts again. December 17th of 1982, 2 months after that, there was a three-day shutdown under Ronald Reagan. Defense and domestic spending was the reason. November, a year later, 1983, there was another three-day under Ronald Reagan, the MX missile funding dispute. September 30th, 1984, under Ronald Reagan, there was a two-day shutdown, dispute over the crime bill and water projects. A month later, there was a one-day shutdown for the very same reasons. 2 years later, in 1986, under Ronald Reagan, there was a one-day government shutdown for welfare package disputes. And here's one we know about. December of 1987, there was a one-day government shutdown under Ronald Reagan for Contra aid and domestic spending. In 1990, October 5th, 1990, there was a three-day government shutdown under George H.W. Bush. Budget deficit and taxes was the reason then. November of 1995, there was a six-day government shutdown under Bill Clinton. Debt limit and Medicare disputes. Sound familiar, right? That was 1995. A month later, there was a 21-day government shutdown under Bill Clinton, and it was the second part of the 1995 budget standoff. September 30th of 2013, a 16-day government shutdown under Barack Obama, Obamacare funding disputes. In January of 2018, there was a three-day government shutdown under Donald Trump, immigration and DACA issues. And the last government shutdown until last night, till today, December 22nd, 2018, a 35-day government shutdown under Donald Trump, border wall funding. So your average government shutdown is between 1 and 6 days under the last 50 years. Your longest government shutdown has been 35 days, and there's been a whole bunch that have only lasted a single day. So we've already had another Democrat senator vote with Senator Fetterman, but that's still not enough. They need six to move on for a continuing resolution to move forward. But there's a little history of the last 20 government shutdowns over the past 50 years, going dating all the way back to 1976. Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump. So there's your history of government shutdowns and how long they've lasted and the reasons they were. And as you see, most of them are September, October, or November, some of them in December, because that's the buildup to the budget. It's the continuing resolutions. It's the budget time. So these things are going to happen. If they're not going to create an annual budget, you're going to need appropriations bills to continue paying for things. It's 4:52 here at WILK. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. So some of you may or may not have seen in the news that there was an active shooter call in for one of New Jersey's largest military bases. And it turns out that a federal worker has been taken into custody after what is now being called an active shooter hoax at that New Jersey's largest military base. A federal government employee was taken into custody Tuesday following an active shooter hoax that plunged New Jersey's largest military base into a lockdown earlier in the day, according to the state's acting U.S. attorney, Alina Haba. In a social media post Tuesday, she said that a civilian employee who has not been named was in custody for conveying false information regarding an active shooter at Joint Base McGuire. The sprawling base, among the nation's largest military installations, was placed under lockdown Tuesday morning. Now, this is McGuire, Fort Dix, and Lakehurst Base. It's huge. Statement on the base's Facebook page urged all personnel to shelter in place. The statement did not describe the nature of the threat. The lockdown was lifted just before noon yesterday, a little under an hour after it was announced. Now, the statement by the attorney did not elaborate the employee's alleged actions, but did describe the person in an all-caps statement as the suspect is in custody in today's active shooter hoax. An email inquiry to the U.S. Attorney's Office in New Jersey did not immediately return. This kind of senseless fear-mongering and disruption will not be tolerated in my state after everything in this country has gone through. Especially at the light of current events, it will sure to bring down the hammer of the law for anyone found guilty of creating an unnecessary panic and undermining public trust. U.S. Joint Base McGuire, Dix, Lakehurst is one of the nation's largest military installations. It spans 42,000 acres, 66 square miles, combines Air Force, Army, Navy functions, and counts over 42,000 service members, relatives, and civilian employees. The base is about 18 miles south of Trenton, the state capital, and about 30 miles east of Philadelphia. The incident unfolded Tuesday as U.S. military leaders were gathered at Marine Corps Base in Quantico, Virginia, to listen to the Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth, had summoned them for around the world to have an all-hands meeting face-to-face. It comes after violence at military installations in recent years. Last month, an Army sergeant was charged with shooting five fellow officers at a Georgia base. Other shootings have ranged from individual disputes between service members to assaults on bases to mass casualty attacks, such as the 2009 shooting by an Army psychiatrist that killed 13 people in Texas and Fort Hood. And one that I all know all too well, one my son was involved in, was the Naval Air Station Pensacola shooting in 2019, where an exchange Saudi Arabian pilot opened fire on our Navy and Marine Corps personnel, killing two and injuring four. So this federal employee, unknown what caused it, but on the eve of a possible shutdown, could that have had something to do with it? Very possible. But let them do their investigation and let the facts be told. But again, this is a huge base if you've ever been down there. It's quite the size. And again, if you look at the history over the past 50 years of government shutdowns, because there is a lot of concern. I know people, I was talking to people today that work for the government that were on their way home. They went to their office to pick things up and they were headed home. Because non-essential personnel are furloughed. They're told not to work. They will be paid once everything picks back up. And it's not going to last very long. And like I started today's show off with, I think it's easy to see that not much changes. I know they're using scare tactics. I must have heard 36 times on the news today. Our military personnel are not getting paid. Yeah, they are. They get paid monthly. And we've had one government shutdown in the past 50 years that lasted beyond 30 days. So, yeah, they'll be paid. Again, scare tactics. Pull at the heartstrings to where all our members in uniform, which I have two of, aren't getting paid. This is ridiculous that the government does this to them. I just listed 20 times this has happened in the past 50 years. This happens in government. Now, should it happen? No, it shouldn't happen. There should be great penalties for it, like we talked about, where all elected officials and their senior staff should not be paid and should be refunded, not held, refunded. It's 5 o'clock here at WILK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.